Y'all give it up for my good friend, my dog.
Yeah.
Give it up.
One of my all-time favorite comedians.
Yeah.
Give it up. The one and only.
Give it up.
Mike Elcher.
Give it up.
Yeah,
Naptown. Yeah.
What up, boy?
Man, it's good to see you. Man, I'm on TV. Y'all blowing up like the World Trade around here. I don't mean to say that. But y'all are blowing up, though. Biggie said that in the song before.
Hey,
that.
Make sure y'all watch that. That's Dish Nation. It comes on every night on check your local Fox affiliate. We on. If y'all want to see Mike Elcher, make sure you watch Dish Nation tonight.
Yeah, I wish I'd have wore a better sweater.
That's a dope sweater,
man. It is a nice sweater.
Oh, thank you. I knew it. That's why I said it.
You want everybody to know how fly you up.
Yeah, I want you to know my sweater.
It works.
Man, it's good to see you, though, man. Y'all on TV. Y'all done blew up and everything. Man, I need to borrow something. I need to talk to you.
Yo. Okay, no.
That's how people borrow something from you. They blow you up. Man, that's something. I need to talk to you a little later. I got something, you know. I'm going to put a bug in your ear later on.
So they take the conversation over here, and then how to hit you up like, hey, congratulations on that.
Congratulations, man. You are doing your thing.
You are holding it down.
Man, you hold it down. I want to talk to you later on about something. I want to put a bug in your ear about something. Let me put a bug in your ear.
Mike, did you speak to Gary with the team?
Hey, Gary. Yeah,
don't he look like Conrad Murray?
He really do. He look like a cross between Conrad Murray and Webster.
That's a new one.
A Webster twist.
Somebody, what you working on, man?
Hey, man, right now I'm working on getting these felonies off my record. I got a, not for real, though.
What you get a felony for?
Man, back in the day, man, I broke into Chuck E. Cheese when I was young.
I was going to say what you did. You know, people always start out with they. You be the one that did it, but they didn't like me.
Yeah, man, I was hanging with the round crowd, man.
But you still out of Chuck E. Cheese.
And I'm still hanging. What happened was the dude that was working at the Chuck E. Cheese had me come up there and rob the place. But he told me to come at 10:30.
In real life?
Yeah, real life. I showed up at 10 and came in there and said, everybody get out on the ground. And he said, come back in a half hour. I just stopped the robbery. I stopped the robbery right there and made everybody get up and say, I'll be back.
Did you have a mask or you just went in there and just straight up?
No, my sister bought me a bandana with some rhinestones on it. So.
He was iced out?
This is a true story, yeah. 91 or something like that.
So you came back, they had the police there waiting on you?
By the time I got out of there, that police was there. You know, police, I rolled past the police because what I used to do is when I do robberies and stuff like that, I would let white people drive, and I just lay down in the back seat. So after the robbery, I just lay down in the back seat. White people just ride right past police.
You're right. They ain't gonna pull them over because they don't think they the one did the robbery.
So, I done had my grandmother go on so many rides.
Come on,
grandma,
Mike.
Wait in the car. I'm getting going here for a minute, and she just be sitting in the car. I'll jump back in the car, breathing fast. Let's go. Hurry up. She be like, "Why are you rushing me?" I said, "We gotta get out of here."
So what's your grandma rubbed
this Hook's drugstore.
So what your grandma be saying when you be driving? You know, when she be driving off, did she ever expect that? Think that you was robbing somebody?
Yeah, and the first time I knew that she knew that I had robbed somebody, soon as I jumped in the car, she said, "I know you gonna cut me in on a little some of that. Cut me in or cut it out."
Ricky and his grandma had a little thing going. Weren't y'all selling shoes out of Foot Locker?
Real talk, you know, I used to get shoes out of Foot Locker. So I used to get shoes out of Foot Locker. My grandma would sell them off the back porch.
She'd take the orders and get people sizes. Ricky go to work and steal them.
She'd hit me up on my page. I called back and said, "Grandma, what's up? When is a British night? What the hell is a British night? Well, I don't have no 10 and a half. When you get out, bring a 10 and a half.
We got two boys want a British night over here. Hurry up. They going like hotcakes.
Mike Elcher in the building, y'all.
What's up?
Get it up.
Get out of bed.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.